It is hardly surprising that art-based programs are popular. They provide a welcome diversion from the stodgy content that marks out most MBA courses. But are they really helpful? Intriguingly, there are signs that successful businesses are incorporating the arts into their training. AQR, a fund management group best known for its number-crunching skills, has started a professional and personal growth program called the Quanta Academy. One component is a book club where members have read Destined for War, a book about American-Chinese relations by Graham Allison. Rather than turn the pages, some business people tread the boards. The Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, RADA, has trained many great thespians, such as Sir Anthony Hopkins, Alan Rickman, and Phoebe Waller-Bridge. It also offers training courses for executives, ranging from half a day to 6 days. Acting is about finding the truth in the character and in yourself, says Charlie Walker-Wise, one of RADA's tutors. We help people to become more aware of their habits, what they do without realizing it, how people manage their physicality, their breath, their voice. Not many people are aware of how they come across. It might seem odd to link running a business with a profession that ranges from Laurence Olivier proclaiming Hamlet's soliloquy to Robert De Niro training as a boxer to play the lead in Raging Bull. But Mr. Walker-Wise says that middle managers are often delivering speeches that are not their own because they were devised by head office, or trying to inspire staff to meet an objective that was set by someone else. The lesson from acting is, how do I connect to this message without betraying my own personality, he argues. Being a manager involves a lot more than just setting targets and entering numbers into a spreadsheet. It requires empathy and an understanding of human nature. It makes sense that an education in the arts might help develop those qualities. Above all, the students on Mr. Harrison's course at the Said School were experiencing something Bartleby never expected to see in those attending an MBA lecture. They were having fun.